Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, good morning. This is Sherry Veronica. Today is August 24, 2016. I have with me in studio Coco Tiffany Cartier. Welcome into the studio, Coco.
Hi, I'm glad to be here, and for all our listeners, I wasn't on the Instagram for a couple of days, and I've got so many of the messages, and a lot of people ask me, Coco, you and Veronica still doing the show? Yes, we're doing the show. I have finally started using back my iPad, so I know when I put up a book today's show, everybody was messaging me, they'll be tuning in, so I am glad that there's still that avenue that individuals who want to hear Sherry Veronica can tune in and hear Sherry Veronica. I was to tell you that before we came in the studio.
Oh, okay. All right. Today we scheduled the show to talk about the Uncle Tom effect. Black people who report back to the man about their own people who betray their people in little ways, because when everyone is poor and when everyone is in the same bucket, in the same barrel, you know, all you can do to affect that person next to you is a betrayal. And usually when someone is planning on running away or doing something different, there's always that Uncle Tom that is going to snitch on you. And that's the situation we have had with Naked Departure. As you know, Coco, we've had that problem. We are not rule. We will break any kind of rule. We'll try to get around it. We'll try to push things. And Uncle Tom, if they read the rules of that particular platform, they can see where we are breaking rules and they can snitch. That's what Uncle Toms do. But my question to the Uncle Toms that are snitching on Naked Departure, are you snitching on the pedophiles that are in the classrooms in Barbados? I mean, why, if you want to snitch, why don't you start with the Ministry of Education and get all of the pedophiles out of the schools and from around your children? Are you trying to erect or to enact a registry where pedophiles have to register in Barbados so that anyone coming to the island or anyone who's interested in knowing or having figures regarding the pedophiles on the island can see? Can that be something that you can do? Maybe that's something the Uncle Toms in Barbados need to work on. And another thing I wanted to talk about is, how can someone consider me an enemy when I've never met them, and when I've never had any tangible interactions with them? If you are talking to someone on Facebook or any other social media platform and they don't agree with your stance on a particular issue, how does that make you an enemy? And that means that everyone will be an enemy, because no two people agree on everything, so everyone is an enemy. And to me, this is so strange, Coco, that this guy could be saying that I am an enemy just because I allow Barbadians to blog on Naked Departure. I'm not anyone's enemy. If there's hatred in my heart, and I guess I've felt it one time in my life have I had that swell of hatred, and I've written about it, I've talked about it, I've written books, I've talked about it on Naked Departure, but you have had to do something really, really bad to me for me to feel that way towards you. So for me to be on social media and hearing people calling me a cunt or whatever they're saying, and people writing, reporting back saying this person said, and I've never laid eyes on the person. The person cannot say I stole from them. The person cannot say I've transmitted anything to them. The person cannot say I inflicted any harm, bodily harm, nothing. How can you consider me an enemy? I'll let you run with this because you live there. You live among these animals, so maybe you can speak to it.
Veronica, please don't call them animals, because then they will say you hate Barbados, you hate everything in Barbados, you hate humans, you hate men.
I thought you were going to say that animals are better and more loyal. Oh, so I was thinking you were going to say that, but go ahead.
I was going to say that, but then I just clarified for you, because next thing you know, they will be coming with the torches and the stakes for you, and I won't allow that to happen. When I look at the scenario within Barbados, as our show is geared about things in Barbados, it is an anomaly of how Barbadians react. You see, you just was there talking about sex registry. There's no sex registry in Barbados because it's as though these crimes don't occur in Barbados. We all know that these pedophilias do exist in Barbados. We all know of that they do commit crimes. We all know that our justice system is very slow in Barbados. We all know that if you looked in the paper a couple of weeks ago, you would have seen a case with a man who interfered with a 9-year-old girl, and we will all see that he was granted bail to come back into society to go and interfere with somebody else. We see these things, but it is just the way we operate here. We just don't say anything. We're not going to complain about anything. I can't stop saying that. It's almost as if we repeat the things we're saying about Barbados in every different topic, because it just seems like a Barbadian, or what a Bajan represents, is just such a standard that every single thing that is wrong, we can say, okay, a Bajan will just go along with it. A Bajan will just go along with it. That is what it seems to me. These whole whistleblowers, well, it's funny enough how you could be a whistleblower and use the body that does provide the whistle. I just don't get that or understand. Now, the people who just jump behind the bandwagons are the whistleblowers. It is so funny that when it is pointed out that the whistleblower is the person that handed the body the whistle, the whistleblower don't get cussed. But the person whose medium was used to spread what the whistleblower was saying is being called all the names and what's not. I remembered when you sent me the screenshots of your on my conversation and I posted them, a local individual here contacted me and she said, she's my very, very good friend, and she said, Coco, there was a story on my daughter in her departure, and it was not true. It was just a stupid video that was being sent out in Barbados, and it was interpreted the wrong way, and it hurt my feelings. When I went through the 188 screenshots that you sent me with conversations between you and Omar Watson was the individual who sent you in that video. I was beyond shocked because, truth be told, if you watch the video as you have watched the video, you would interpret that particular video in the wrong way. But when you hear the woman, because even the lady said, I even felt so bad, I went on Naked Departure's page and I commented and I explained what was really going on in the video. And when I explained it, no one else had anything to say about it. That individual, Omar Watson, has caused terror to many people in Barbados' life. And you know why he did that? Because when I put two and two together with relations to the individual, Omar had it up for that family. Omar Watson is a wicked, uncouth, demonic, despicable piece of trash in Barbados. And I don't care who say every day come on this radio show, I got chillicks in he. I am going to chillicks in Omar Watson until he is 6 feet under where he belongs. Omar Watson is a piece of dried up bread. Omar want person in the garbage. I don't even think he want person in the wharf, as I have said before. The wharf is too good for Omar Watson and his band of merry men, Allison Ben and Terrence Holder. All of them want putting in a landfill and sealing the landfill that they will never ever see the light of day. I have never felt so much venom in my life for tree on coof on cut. Malicious, and not malicious in the Bajan term of the word malicious. Malicious in the Oxford Dictionary term of malicious. Three malicious, deceitful, disgusting brutes. Them three is. I have never come across nobody like them. Terrence hates you and hates your blog and decided he wants to follow the bandwagon of Omar reporting your blog because a story came in about him. So what? Veronica, you posted stories about me until I sent you something and then you put on here, Coco Naked does not respond to email. If you want to reach me on Skype. Veronica, didn't you put that in a post? And
yes.
Isn't that how you connected?
Yes, yes.
And you running negative stories on me?
I didn't want to know nothing on you. I just put the, what comes in. I'm equal opportunity.
And you talk, did I laugh about those untrue stories?
Yeah,
and stories?
Equal opportunity.
Don't I laugh with you?
Yeah.
And did I tell you, if you get more stories about me, you can send them because them things don't affect me. But when you have nasty things you do in your lifestyle, when you have trouble little girls, when you are a undercover bunner, when you are a, well, let me use this girl's word, farmer, stripper, or whore, yet she claims to never be a whore, and yet she was on Facebook 2 days ago begging people she would like a fruity, and if somebody gives her a fruity, she will send them nude pictures. I don't know what type of woman, I don't know what type of mother, and she is a mother, what type of low-down, dirty, horrific, nasty, bureaucratic slut of a woman would want to set a man pictures for a $2.50 fruity. I forget to send you that post that she had on Facebook. She was home so hungry. She wanted a fruity to drink. And Allison Ben put up a post. I am going to send no pictures for a fruity. Serious inquiries only.
But she probably was kidding. That had to have been a joke. I mean, I don't know the lady. I haven't. That had to have been a joke, though.
Alison has claimed she used to pick this at $200 and $300. Okay, all the men know that the circle eating your boxes and everything. Alison never met $200 when we come. Alison was a $40 hooker, and I know for a fact, beyond a shadow of a doubt, Allison was a $40 hooker. Because I remember many of nuts Allison would have gone in the back room. And she went with two men. And Allison would come back. Oh, and when we leaving to go in the Gap to get burgers and what's not. And our friends from Canada would buy the burgers and stuff. Allison was like, man, I can pay it tonight. And Allison used to have $80. I could only take $80 and divide by two and say she was a $5 whore. I would hate to know that she went in there for a 60 or a 20 or for one body an 80 and another free. So I carry for a shout out though, say Allison was a $40 fair picker.
Okay.
Never pick a fair at $200 in
okay.
Her life.
Okay. Coco, we are off topic, and anyone who's listening, this is an adult rated show today. It wasn't intended to go there, but I think I better say that it is adult and it's mature rated. But we wanted to talk about the general psyche of Barbadians to sit so idly by or comfortably, even in this modern day slavery, instead of trying to be stabbing us in our backs. Why don't they try to get a registry for the pedophiles? Why don't they rally in the schools, in the educational system? Why don't they do that push, make that push within the educational system to get the pedophiles out of the schools? That would be a hero. When he walks downtown, people should go and throw themselves at him and hug him and salute him. That is something to be saluted about, you know, getting the pedophiles out of the school, not trying to temporarily derail Naked Departure?
What I think it is the status quo within the Barbadian society just to accept whatever there is. And as I keep saying, there's the mold, and you don't want to break this mold. And if a particular individual, well, I can call his name, if Terrence claims that when he was walking down Broad Street, people was hugging him and thanking him for the removal of Naked Departure off of the internet, what Terrence really should have been considered is to use his platform to do something productive. If Terrence really wanted to be a social pioneer, a social justice individual, Terrence Holder should be advocating for the release of many people who have been having cases going on for years and years and nothing has been done. Terrence should be advocating for a sex registry so people will know pedophiles.
Exactly.
Parents should be educating for sexual education.
Exactly.
In school. These are platforms that parents should be pushing.
One second, Coco. What I find is they come after me because I think they're going to get more friends. It's a weird thing in Barbados. It seems as though they're getting more add-ons, like friends on Facebook. It's more important to them than the work that we are doing. It seems as though it's like high school. It's like there are high schools in every part of the world, but the high school in Barbados seems to be more important. Whoever went to a particular high school in Barbados seems to be more important than if you went to Yale or Harvard or any other the high school. That high school makes you a hot shot, and it's a weird state of mind to be in that you can just focus on one little stinking thing that means nothing on the world scene and think that makes you important. And at this point, I think actually getting likes, I think that Terrence getting more Facebook friends or maybe Omar getting more, that seems to be more important. The friends list is more important than the hard work that we are doing.
Well, it's more important to them because they're two immature imbeciles. And as being two immature imbeciles, well, that is what they live for. They live for that sort of daily attention. People can't. First and first, it shows that they have a lack of anything going on in their life because they need that as validation. I do not need my Instagram as validation.
Exactly.
When I'm ready, I don't even go on Instagram.
Exactly.
I have shut down my Instagram before for 2 weeks without even going on Instagram because I don't need the validation of people. I cannot take likes into the supermarket. When I was doing my degrees, my master's, and my PhD, I could not take likes or followers into the exam.
Exactly.
These are things that mean absolutely nothing to me.
But means everything to them. But it means everything to them.
Existence?
Yeah, everything. It doesn't matter what their life experience is. Nothing about family structure. Nothing. All that matters to them.
Can I interject a minute to show you something?
Yeah.
And why these people are so idiotic when it comes to these things. Me and an individual was having an Instagram beef. She was saying things about me. I was saying things about her. A mind tell me, go on and look through her post about me, what some people were saying. Did you know the same people that was commenting on my saying, yes, Coco, I'm glad you're cursing Kiki, was on Coco page saying, yes, Kiki, I'm glad you're cursing Coco.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me really and truly, what validation are you getting from these ingratitude sluts? Then you think that they're following you.
Exactly.
As I have said many times on my Instagram, I don't give a fuck about my Instagram people. I'm not saying it in a bad way, but when I say there's no loyalty.
Yeah,
there is no,
exactly.
There is absolutely no loyalty in a social media type
of way.
People will do and say anything just for, and let me tell you something, don't get me wrong, sometimes your head friends will be the same ones creating fake profiles, messaging under the other people things
exactly.
To tell them to curse.
Exactly.
So That's why
they're afraid of us. I think Barbadians are extremely afraid of the truth.
No, that's them. I ain't got no time for that. Listen, at the end of the day, if you live in your life and you live in your truth and you live in the true you, if somebody has something to say about you, true lie or damn lie, it ain't gonna bother you. You understand?
Right.
I don't care if multitude of people turn and say, oh, don't let that get on for, Nah. If a website talking about me, let the website talking about me. I would think in my head, you don't got nothing to do content. I would say continue with your boring life of just talking about me. Terrence, every day the turn us, he down with Coco, he down with the ugly, bad looking, unshakable, got a Coco. The only man I know for certain things. He down with me. But yet, everything I post about he or my aunt, I have to comment about. I don't know.
But it's strange that these people have a lot of females on their platform on their pages, and you would think that kind of behavior would be a turn off for a real woman. You would think a woman seeing a man behave like that, you'd be banned. Oh, that person would get banned so quickly. It's like, who would want?
I'm telling you,
really.
Let me see me.
I'm not talking about other men. I'm talking about female. I'm saying a female would like to hear a man speaking like that.
Listen to me. Don't get it twisted. Bitches like drama. I don't care what nobody say. Bitches like drama, but bitches don't like drama involving them. I could care less if drama involving me or not. But bitches love drama. Don't get twisted. That bitches don't like the drama. Bitches don't like the drama when it involves them, the family, or people to know. That's when the uproarers come. Get it in your head, and Veronica. And
so if that's the case, they should not have. They should be. Well, they do love Naked Departure, but I just don't like the makeup of a lot of people there, because, like I said, they can sit around and listen to a man calling a woman a bitch, a got a whore, blah, 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 and they'll heal that man. They will heal him. And then when the man turns on them, would they be surprised when their own children are abused or pedophiled by these men? Would they be surprised? These men are not. I'm giving them real props. They're not men. A man, a real man, does not behave like what we're seeing, or what the information I'm getting from Facebook and other places. Real men do not behave like that.
But don't say that. It's not real men that behave like that or not. Look at the case that I've said before with Corey Springer. Corey Springer, who I had relations with, Corey vilified one of his ex-girlfriends on his Facebook. He talked about how big the girl pussy was. His face couldn't even survive her. He thought the most vile things about this girl. And women was laughing. Ha ha, Corey, you're bad.
No way. Nah. I will have to see that one.
Women were laughing and applauding him. Then I had to curse Corey with the breakdown of our relationship. It was hella high water, called Ricky, called the liar. Even when I posted recordings of Corey telling me the good times me and Corey had together, as when Corey was telling me he was watching he what to do, and I was making up a story for Corey to tell he was. The people turned and said, I love you, this never happened. A conversation where they could hear Corey telling me about the good times we had, when Corey telling me he thought I was a nice person, when Corey telling me how could I treat him, so if I say I loved him, when Corey turned and said his wife is watching him right now, he don't even know what to tell his wife.
Yeah, I understand that. I understand that part. But it's very hard to believe that a man would be on Facebook or on any other social media platform talking about the size of a woman's person.
Listen to me, Veronica. Mm-hmm. Even the sheet for Addison Bain, when there was a kidnapping, a fall attempt, a robbery of me, she cursed him because he said, I didn't want killing. And even the deceitful girl, I give his jacket, Addison even turned and reminded him of when he vilified that girl.
Mm-hmm.
Even that deceitful old whore told him, you should be the last to talk with anybody. You vilify that girl.
Right.
And put yourself in the predicament of dealing with Coco, so whatever you get, you should take.
So he went on social media and spoke about a woman's personal area, and women were cheering him on.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
And there was no outrage. As a matter of fact, his clientele, because he's a personal trainer, was increased by 65%.
Wow.
To show you that there's only dogs that live about here.
Yeah.
Instead of animals, I really believe there's animals about here. That there's dogs. 60 hits. Hey, listen.
But don't call them dogs. I actually like dogs, so call them something else. Not a dog, please.
No,
dogs are loyal. Dogs are very loyal.
I don't know what it means. That must be loyal's name. No loyalty.
So getting back.
Today.
Yeah. So like I said, other than blacks, are blacks meant to be slaves? Do you think that Well, do you think that black people were meant to be slaves?
I don't think they were. I don't think they were meant to be slaves. I just think it's historically what has happened to us. But I think you have a few, and I'm not, when I say a few, I don't mean 1%. I do mean more than 1%. But you have a few who are trying their hardest and best to break the notion that we must be enslaved to ideas that we were once trained to believe. We must be enslaved to ideologies. I think there are a lot of people still trying to break that mold. The mold is quite hard to break.
Yeah, well, you know what I mean? Well, we do it all the time when we talk offline. And I know that when I come back online, once you start to see yourself as the master of yourself, you cannot be confined by the rules and the regulations. So we know that we're always going to have a Bajan Uncle Tom on our backs and, you know, behind us, pointing out to the white man, there, they did that, and they did that, and they did that, and they're not following the rules. So, you know, we're not going to be on our P's and Q's. You know, when you come back, you say, okay, we're going to come back, are we going to be on our P's and Q's? No, we're going to be the same. We're going to be the same. And they're going
to,
yeah, you just keep on reporting. Just keep on reporting, and we're going to get more creative, and we will probably have to get our own server or go to the dark net. You know, that's kind of expensive. We looked at that. So, but if it pushes us to get our own server, who did they complain to? They call the server and complain to you about me or me about you? I mean, it'd be over for them if we do decide to go that route. But let's see what Barbadians do, because we have asked for 99 cents a month. And guess what? That was 24 hours ago. I want you to guess how much money we have gotten in so far.
I don't know.
Guess. You'd be surprised. Guess.
Well, let's say it's 99 cents. I believe you would have gotten in about 150 US so far.
Okay, we got zero. We got not a dime. Not a dime. Not a dime from Barbadians. Everyone is calling and want the site to go back up, but they want my services for free. In fact, when I ask for money, people turn and say, oh, she begging. So I guess you go to Rihanna's concerts for free. I guess you go to Beyonce's concerts for free. I guess when you go to Trump Tower, you're going there and you do it for free. I guess all the people that are billionaires, they work for free. Oh, only me. Only me. I'm the only one. I'm the only stupid person that's supposed to spend 7 days a week, 14 hours a day, working for free for people who are just looking around to be Uncle Toms and sabotage me, right? Okay. Coco, speak to your people.
Well, there's nothing more you can really speak to them, like I say, if you want the page. Well, I personally think, as I've told you, I believe when the page is back up, and I do know the date is coming back up, that particular day, I think if you have a posting, let them know, but no more postings until contributions are coming in, then I think, but for right now, I mean, you need to get 1.5 million hits, and we don't get 1.5 million hits on the radio show, because a lot of people are thinking Naked Departure, they go to Naked Departure. So I do believe when you put back up the site and people know before any more of these stories can be placed for the public to see, that there needs to be contributions. I do believe that's when the contributions will roll in. I kind of know Beijing, and I know until they can see that that's when they're going to start contributing.
Oh, okay. Well, nothing's come in, and to be back up and running, that takes money. So that means, again, I have to be fronting money. And we all know that when you're dealing with Bajans and you front money, you don't get nothing back. I've been there. I've done that. I've been robbed in Barbados. You don't get your money back. And I don't spend time running behind anyone for money. So I'm not begging you. I'm not begging anyone for anything. The 99 little nasty cents that you will ask for is going towards something to help your children, to help your country, so that you know what's going on. We are no nonsense. We are equal opportunity bloggers. We'll blog on anyone. We don't have any political affiliation where we say, oh, I can't blog about the DLP or I can't blog about the BLP. No. We give it to you as it comes in. And if you want to continue to be informed, aware, awake, you need to start thinking about, you know, just 99 cents a month. Coco?
We have 17 seconds. Said it all.
Nothing more? 10 seconds. I want to thank you, Coco. You were very, very low-key today. I want to thank everyone for tuning in tomorrow, same time, same place with me and Coco. Thank you so very much. And you have my PayPal account number. You have all that information is in yesterday's show. Thank you so very much. Bye-bye.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of this episode of Naked Departure Talk Show. If you would like to appear as a guest on the show, simply email our producer at nakeddeparture@gmail.com or message us directly from the show page. We would love to have you as a guest on the show. You can listen to a repeat of this episode at any time in the future. Simply go to our show page at blogtalkradio.com/nakeddeparture and follow the links. I would like to thank our guests, the discussion panel, and the production team. I would also like to thank the listeners for tuning in and giving us an audience. We will now leave you with the sweet jazzy sounds of Trade Winds by Alan Trotman and Jonathan Butler.